City's own, blending gold with the silver. Steve taking notes, every word's a thriller. Rob's on the tracks, beats cold like a chiller. Bad Boy's a podcast, raw truth they broadcast. Speaking facts so fast, haters coming dead last. Las Vegas legends, three amigos, top class. Mic in hand, setting fire, never outclassed.
Welcome to the Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting. Matt Michaels, Sin City Steve, Rob Bossolari, Trump, or whatever the hell he's calling himself this week.
You know, that new theme that we have, the pre-theme is so hardcore. I don't know if it's humpable. Like, we don't have a video package of you humping to something. So we have to record you humping something in front of a legend. Yeah. All right.
It's definitely the greatest thing that Dave Rogers has ever seen. Yeah, we'll see. Are you offering?
You want me to help you?
It sounds like he was. So
yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You're saying that
I would record it. I would definitely record the hump session.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah, of course you would. You sick pervert. All right, speaking of sick perverts, all right, Night of the Champions, WWE happened this weekend. And we saw some proud moments with Papa Triple H and, of course, him and Io Sky there doing the finger-pointing thing with Triple H's best happy face and, ooh, looking so tough with Oba Femi and pointing at Sammy.
Yeah, exactly.
So this guy, you know, Generico dude. But, you know, that's a big thing. You know, Sami Zayn has people perplexed. I don't know. What do you guys feel? I know Rob's feelings, but Steve,
You know, I think that this definitely goes to show that if you put in the work and the effort across decades, that things do pan out. Now, obviously, the speculation on this is how long is this title reign going to be? Newsflash, it really doesn't matter. The fact is, Sami Zayn's on top of the world right now. He got one hell of a reaction, and rightfully so. It was something that for a lot of people that have watched Sammy's career, and you've mentioned, you know, the El Generico stuff. For those of us that maybe watched him as El Generico in Ring of Honor, again, spoiler alert. It was one of those things that is one hell of a feel good moment. And a lot of people assumed that it was going to take place at Mania, with it being in Saudi, next year, but they went ahead, they pulled the trigger now. And, you've got this wide swath of time that Sami Zayn could run with the championship, or they could, you know, flip it to someone else on like Saturday night's main event. Who knows?
Rob, tell us why you hate this and why you hate Sammy, and we'll just rerun. In fact, should we just roll the clip?
No, let's be more succinct with this. The fact of the matter remains is Steve said it. He earned it, but he did not deserve it. This to me reeks of we're going to give him his 10 minutes with the belt. He'll get to sleep with it one night, and then we're going to take it away. They gave it to him, not even in America. They gave it to him, and the only place that has his kinfolk in there, if at all, in the Middle East. I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking to myself, they bought this championship. The guys, the Crown Prince and all the people over there, Saudi Arabia, who are paying for all this, went, yeah, we want him this time around.
Hey, Rob, you do realize you're not in costume, right?
I'm aware.
Okay.
I look at this as if this was,
I'm just saying,
this is the verdict that we want on this one. This is what we want on this one. We're paying the money. We're hosting these shows. We're fusing a lot of cash into TKO. This is who we want to win. Now, this, in my mind, a couple of ways they can do this. He either is going to be the most obnoxious asshole ever, and he's going to play keep away, and he'll never defend this thing as much as he can afford to, like they did with The Miz a few years earlier. They could go that route, or he's going to go, hey, I'm a fighting champion, and he'll screw up every match, and he'll find a way to, there'll be chicanery in every match, so he could say that, yes, I had a match. Would I like to have seen him get this in the States? Yes. Do I like that he won on a fucking roll up? No, it was anticlimactic. It was silly.
At least he pinned Cody.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
That's all that I'll say on that. Is usually when there's a three way in there, there's some sort of fuckery where they don't pin the champion so they can keep him strong. But yeah, Sammy pinned the champion at the time. So
his story was building with Cody. He had nothing to do with Gunther. So they had no other way to go with it if we're going by continuity. I do like that they did that. They didn't spare Cody's feelings or whatnot. Cody can eat a pin. Now, could Cody become the American Nightmare and beat the living shit out of Sami Zayn for this? Maybe.
Let's hope.
I'm hoping for a heel turn on this. Maybe not even a heel turn. Maybe he beats the shit out of him and the fans are behind it.
You never know.
So there's so many avenues. Does he hold the belt long? God, I hope not. Because God, I hope fucking not. Because He has never had a character better than, hey, Jamie's not feeling really oozy today. Or was it Jay? In case I messed it up. That was his best, was oozy. Was the height of his fucking popularity. And then they took it to Montreal when he was never more over. And that was it. Let's not fool each other into thinking that he was ever that over with people. Which, by the way, at the end of the day, you kind of got to slightly be over as a heel or a babyface to justify you holding that. That's why I think somebody said, hey, we're putting our thumb on the scales. He's getting it. It's our country. We're putting the bill for this shit. Put the belt on him.
All right.
And I'm not saying that. And time it, stamp it. 8:14 Pacific Standard Time. Rob said there was some fuckery going on because it was the Middle East. Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't so, dummy, yeah.
This coming from a guy who doesn't have an original character and uses someone else to get himself over on stage. Not once.
His character is that he's a homeless guy.
Three different characters. Like
fucking terrorist number 9 in any garden variety freaking movie. Let's stop fucking playing games.
Speaking of terrorist number 9. There's
somebody who deserved it, earned it, fought for it, loved it. Yay!
Yeah, okay. Great. So this guy won the Queen of the Ring.
Hell yeah, she did. Rightfully so. Absolutely rightfully so. The best, I'll say it, the best bell-to-bell wrestler on the WWE roster. I'm not giving it a qualifier of male or female. She is the best wrestler on that roster. She rightfully deserves that title of Queen of the Ring. Yes.
She is the real five-tool player. She has the sky, the mat work, everything that she does. And for what English she can't speak, she cuts promos that are good.
Okay. All right.
What? Let's call it a... Keep it a fucking 100. Why are we PCing the fuck out of this? Jesus
Christ. There's no PC. She cannot cut PC's a promo dead. In English to fucking save her life. She fucking says about 6 words together, and then that's the funny thing. It's cute.
It works. Right. It works for her.
No, she's not a five-tool player, Rob. Get the fuck out of here. Go watch the Mets. You'll see a lot of non-five-tool players there, too. It's all good.
Ooh. Damn.
I don't know. He looked at Sami Zayn, but...
But you're gonna complain about something in a minute here, but you have no complaints that she wins and then all of a sudden just challenges Liv right away.
No, because she can't challenge Rhea.
Why not?
Rhea's injured, sir.
She could charge anyone on that roster.
She is absolutely injured right now and might not even make it. She might not even be on the SummerSlam card.
Then she can challenge that belt to whoever that fucking champ is. She did it right away. Right away. Not 30 seconds after the match.
Well, I challenge you. Clearly someone wrote that for her to do.
Yeah. What I'm saying, though, is no one has a fucking problem.
I'm just saying, too.
Going against the person she just went against and just beat. That's cool. All right.
They're probably going to have a gauntlet series over at SmackDown. They'll have a whole division. The whole division will fight for it, and somebody will get it, and maybe they'll give it to Chelsea Green.
I'd be 1,000% okay with that if that happened.
I would too.
I would be 1,000% okay with that shit, and okay. Let it be by some just fuckery. Unintentionally humorous fuckery.
Jesus.
And then and then Matt Cardona puts her on his shoulder and walks her out.
you guys are serious. Like, this is like, just fucking no wonder. Just stay with the AEW. Just stay there. That's good.
You're sitting there going, Sami Zayn's like the greatest wrestler.
You are fucking wonderful there. Just stay over there. Stay over there. It's good.
Sami Zayn won a fucking belt at a Practical House match, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Okay. And then this guy beat Bron Breakker in a fucking great cage match.
It was a good match.
Amazing.
It was a great match. Completely agree.
Avalanche Stomp for the win. Love it.
That was dope. That was dope. It still doesn't change the fact that really, and obviously we know that Roman and Seth are going to be doing their thing. So of course this keeps Seth strong, gives him momentum, gives him a huge win. But again, Bron Breakker, the stop start stuff with this guy, it's looking very, very eerily familiar to the other show that, where they are notorious for stop start booking.
Yeah, unfortunately,
they have to figure out what they're going to do with Bron. Seriously. Right.
Unfortunately, some of that stop booking had to do with his own physical being. You know, I
completely agreed. Agreed on that.
And this guy is a Steiner. He's got things going for it. He's not an independent guy that you built up and then it's like, you know, we fucking forgot he's in catering. He's fucking Bron Breakker. He's got. Don't worry about
he'll
it.
He'll get a belt. He'll get a belt. Yeah. It will be after SummerSlam. He will get something. He will get the treatment he deserves. Whether or not, I don't even think he needs the vision. He has pretty damn good mic skills. He's amazing. He's got the speed, the athleticism, the repertoire of skills are pretty damn good. I like the presentation, and he can be interchangeable. You can make him a baby face. You can make him a heel like that. He's so versatile. He got hitched with a lot of losers, and then he got injured himself. So I thought he was going to beat the shit out of Seth Rollins. I'm glad that Seth Rollins took it out. Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns looks stale, so they're going to have to find some way to bring some and make that interesting. I don't know how they're going to do that. Maybe you have a thought on that, Matt. I don't have one.
Yeah, just put Seth Reigns and Seth Rollins, right? Put Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins in a match.
Acknowledge me.
It'll be fun. I mean, Jesus Christ. It's cool. You know, I get it.
Why didn't he wear the crown? That would have been dope.
All right. So speaking of wearing the crown, Obafemi, he got his win here. Got his crown. Then on Raw, this man comes out, and now we're getting this happening.
Yeah.
So he gives up his title shot, apparently, to face Brock Lesnar in Hell in a Cell, and everyone's just losing their shit over this because, people can't wait. People don't know because what the fuck is going to happen. People are making guesses.
Steve said it because logic. And also, right. It feels sour feeling too because the last time a black guy won a Hell in a Cell, King of the Ring, they didn't do shit with him, which was fucking Xavier Woods. He won it and they fucking put him in the corner. They beat him up, they cracked the crown.
Yeah, it was fucking Xavier fucking Woods, dude. The King of the Ring and the Queen of the Ring shit hasn't really meant shit. And that's why they fucking did this thing.
That makes a lot of sense why you're talking shit about Xavier Woods, because he's not contracted to TKO. Gotcha. Okay. So when he was awesome. But now that he doesn't work there, he's a piece of shit.
No, never. I've never liked the New Day.
Okay.
Liked Kofi Kingston. I've never liked Xavier Woods. Okay. I think Big E was the most talented of the group, and when he fucked up his neck, they fucking should have gotten rid of those guys fucking 7 years ago.
When Ridge Holland broke his fucking neck.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
That's
realistically. That's
my how much I've cared about those guys, Steve.
Yeah.
I've never cared about them.
My biggest problem with this is, and here's why I say logic, is, okay, I know, Matt, you have a different viewpoint than what I do. Belts don't mean shit, as you've said numerous times, okay? Yep. But if in kayfabe, if it is determined that the richest prize in professional wrestling is the world championship. Whichever brand it is, in kayfabe, that's the number one. That's the number one prize. I don't understand why he gave up the shot at that to go after Brock again, when you could easily have him work Brock on night one and have him wrestle Roman on night two. Or let's be real. We just talked a lot of shit about Sami Zayn. It's on a platter. You could have Obafemi run into WrestleMania and beat the shit out of Sami Zayn in 18 seconds. There is a historical precedence for a world championship change in a matter of seconds at a WrestleMania.
Which harkens back to SummerSlam.
It's a two-night event. My fault. I got my words messed up.
But that would be similar to what Brock Lesnar did to Kofi Kingston. You would have something there. You would have a Brock Lesnar interrupt.
And who's to say they're not going to do that? That's the thing. Everyone is fucking rushed in 24 hours to just go ape shit about something. That it's like, media. Hey, man, it's a fucking nature. Story.
It's the nature of what TKO.
It's the nature of fucking wrestling marks online, the internet wrestling community.
Of course.
Just
but that's also their audience.
Everyone's own dick.
That's their audience, and their audience has expectations.
Their audience is not the wrestling, the internet wrestling community. The WWE's audience is whoever has that fucking money to sit in the front row.
Oh yeah,
that's their pretty audience. The fucking internet wrestling community is fucking Tony Khan's fucking coke.
You mean like the billions? The billions of Saudis have bought Sami Zayn's title run.
But, hey, you know, I made the joke on, you know, before we went live, but I have to say it here. This would be akin to what happened on the other promotion's show where Will Ospreay won the Owen Hart tournament, which guarantees him a shot at the world championship. So this would be like if immediately after or, you know, the next TV after he wins – to just come out and say, you know what, bruv, I don't want the world title in Wembley Stadium. I want to wrestle Moxley. Swerve Strickland or John Moxley or something. Insert.
Now, are is that wrestler never going to wrestle again after they're beaten by this man? See, you again, you're contexting it one way by using an example that is out of context. This is a very simple story. We're in 1-1. This guy wants fucking revenge on this guy, and he wants to put him away for good. This guy said he's retiring. You know what? I'm gonna fucking retire you then. Fuck the King of the Ring. It's never been Bret Hart. Didn't have a title shot. Owen Hart didn't have a title shot. Mabel didn't have a title shot. Steve Austin and the King of the Ring never had a fucking title shot until they had to go and bring it back in Saudi and then go, well, we need to put something on the line. We got to do something to fucking use it as a sport.
I get that. What Steve is saying is that's not the point. The point was you set up a rule. You set up a mechanism by which you said, this is
it
your pride.
It doesn't matter if the
it
person,
matters. It
if
matters.
The person has a personal vendetta,
I don't care about that. I
take
do
care
not care
of it.
About
this
you.
Is you say, your you whole thing is about pro explodes. Wrestling, right? It's pro wrestling. These guys are supposed to be fighters. Does it really fucking matter?
All
if this
boxing,
guy is
all
going
UFC
to be around
for
the next 30 fucking years.
All
if he's
all
a world champion
is
right
for the
away.
Belt.
Come on.
Every time you fight, it is for a belt. If you fight in boxing, it's for a belt. If you're fighting in the UFC,
it's not a belt.
Not every single time.
Not.
When you're watching
the marquee fights typically.
And he's supposed to be a marquee player. He's running around with a fucking crown. His first opportunity to go to the highest ranks, which they gave him, afforded him the legend killer,
the guy who has retired all these people. Of course you don't care, because you're a fucking mark.
I'm not a mark. You're telling me the guy has...
Oh, the championship's so important.
Think about this logically. You're not thinking logically. You're thinking emotionally. Your emotions are...
I'm thinking like a fucking actor who's writing a script going, you know what?
Wait a minute.
Go after the fucking guy.
Wait a minute.
Who fucking shows up.
I could do that for free. This is my opportunity to the top, and I want to go take a side quest. What are you, high? You're telling
I'd
me
rather to be high. Quest. I'd rather
you're
be
telling
high.
Me to take a side quest instead of going for the main objective.
No, the main objective
in pro
there
wrestling
is
to get to the high.
There is no side quest when you are that guy. I'm sorry. When that guy is printing money, there is no side quest. It is one opportunity to fucking end this guy's career, right? To end the story of Brock Lesnar, to make yourself
the next
big
thing. He did that already, and then the guy came
back. He did not. That was the point. They fucking furthered it. And by the way, I'm against the whole thing in general on the principle of Brock Lesnar fucking one more match to do it in his hometown, which fucking always bugs me. So that's it. That's what they decided.
You're
doing this fucking final thing.
You're like, it's okay for one guy, but not the other. It bugs you. Why?
No, I'm stating I would never have done the fucking storyline, period.
Your internet connection does not agree with you, sir.
Of course it doesn't.
Matt Jobs to his internet connection.
Hold on. I'll say it slowly because CenturyLink or Cox, wherever you live, sucks. Real simple, Dimple. This fucking guy, and we, again, this is what my Jade Cargill argument was a long time ago. When you present it and frame it in the way by which you were saying the reward for that crown is you get a title shot and you waste it. You make Obafemi look like a moron. Now he looks like just
okay, wait. What is more of making him look like a moron? Having him go against Roman Reigns to fucking lose right away?
Who said that he would have to lose?
Ding, ding!
WWE logic, Steve. WWE logic.
I'm just right? putting it out there,
no,
man.
No, wait. No, give me WWE logic, right? He wins the King of the Ring. He goes against Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. It's too fucking early to pull the trigger. They keep the belt on Roman. That is WWE logic. You fucking know that. Everyone fucking knows.
Or he went to SmackDown. Or he goes to SmackDown and beats the shit out of Sami Zayn.
And who's to say he's not going to? Once again,
he said that. They said that on Raw. They stated, I'm going to take my opportunity at the belt and wrestle old man Lesnar. Ha, 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 ha. Wait, what? It definitely is morons. Congratulations, you playing yourself.
Thank you.
Hey, fellow is definitely morons. So.
Yeah, and you definitely are a moron, Rob.
Go after Roman Reigns instead of Sami Zayn. That's a only option. Jesus Christ. Grammar.
There you go. And again, look, it's total bullshit because again, you know, it's like you're jumping to the conclusion that this is what's happening without it fucking playing out, but that's cool. It's cool because we can argue, which is great.
So, but you were annoyed. Hold on. I'm going to use your logic. You were annoyed that immediately after getting her Queen of the Ring, that Io Sky was like,
I was saying that you guys are going to fucking argue this whole thing about Brock Lesnar. That's what I said. We're gonna talk about this in a second. And I said, you guys aren't pissed off that she's challenging Liv right away because you guys are pissed off about this.
I want to separate myself. I am not. Here's why it seems like a silly move. They backed themselves into a weird corner where now you have. They could have separated this over months. If you were going to do something with this guy where you're giving him an opportunity for a belt, for a title shot, and he's wasting it.
Who fucking cares? Who cares?
Steve, do you care that he's wasting a title shot?
I don't see the logic in it. Legitimately. It doesn't matter whether I like it or not. At the end of the day, I'm one person. And I'm not the person that WWE is marketing to, straight up. So as a result, you know, I might not be so, you know, keen to go and check out the show. I'll let you guys in on some stuff. I was toying with whether or not to go to SummerSlam because obviously, you know, Red Jed, who I do the Sin City Indie Report with, lives just outside of the Twin Cities. And we were going to actually hit up SummerSlam, but I don't think that I'm going to be making the trip, to be honest. It's not solely based on that.
Even not to see this match right here.
So this match, I love what they're doing with Gunther and Nick Aldis. That's been something that if you talk about long-term storytelling, that is something that they've been doing for quite some time, and they've been kind of winking and nodding at it. But finally, we're going to get Nick Aldis in a WWE ring. Long overdue friend of the show, Nick Aldis, I got to say. So, I'm all for it. And you know that Aldis could go when he was working on a consistent basis. And I guarantee he is going to look better than he has possibly ever when he throws on those boots one last time at SummerSlam before Gunther retires him.
He seems so young, too, to me, Aldis. How old is he?
He's got to be in his 40s.
Yeah.
He looks incredibly young.
Rob, I've done this show with you for how long? I should just have Wikipedia open so that when you ask those random-ass fucking questions about people's ages or heights or whatever the fuck it is, I can just
Nick Aldis
type that shit in.
He is... Oh, wow. He's 39. Okay.
There you go. Not even 40.
Yeah. Wow.
About to be 40.
I do not know why, but somebody is ringing my doorbell and I have a sneaking suspicion of who it might be.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to answer it. It's
Bailey? Ding dong? All right. Let's move on. NXT, they had the Great American Bash. New champion, Kendall Gray, Vegas' own.
Shout out.
Yep. Retaining Tony D'Angelo, who actually, Naroku spit the mist in his other good eye tonight.
Of course.
So Tony is going to be totally blind, which is fucking great. Awesome.
Hey, man, run a blindfold matches.
Why not? Fuck it.
But I saw a lot of chatter about that Naraku and Tony D match. Supposedly, according to what people are saying, there were some visa issues that affected the AEW show that also affected the NXT show. Hiromu Takahashi is somebody who was linked to be joining up with Naraku. And some places are reporting that Hiromu was having visa issues, couldn't make it in into the country in time for the show. So they just rolled with the Tony D clean finish, as it was in the ring. So look for something to transpire with that and Hiromu to join up with Naraku at some point.
Yeah, there's no doubt that that's going to happen. Evolve got a new women's champion in Beat Alliance. Karma Petrovic punching the air for joy. Nikita's win. No, I'm shaking ass. Karma Petrovic, Nikita, and Natty forming a very interesting presence, to say the least. On NXT. Then this thing happened.
It did.
Yeah, it did. There's a whole show about that you can tune into, which would be more than pleasant to listen to if you want to know about it. But I do have to bring this up right away. Forbidden Door, AEW Wrestlers 30, CMLL 4, New Japan 3, Stardom 1. Yeah. Is it still a forbidden door when 8 people are there?
And this was actually something that I voiced a bit of an opinion on. I think that it was definitely diminished this year in terms of the interplay between the promotions. And obviously you're seeing some of you know, some of the action shots on the screen right now. This show was an extremely long show. It was 5 hours for the main show itself. I could only imagine what someone on the East Coast watching that show, how they would, you know, have reacted to the show ending at about 1 a.m. Eastern, especially on a night where, you know, right before some people have to go to work the next day, or school, as it were. But all told, the match quality in that show was fantastic. And yes, there was diminished presence from the other promotions. Like I had mentioned, there were some visa issues that really kind of stole the thunder of Forbidden Door. For instance, John Moxley was supposed to be defending against Callum Newman, but Callum Newman actually got injured, so they had to plan something different. There were some other, the all AEW matches were supposed to have some other international flair too, but those, some of them were impacted by visa stuff, which you really hate to see that kind of a, that kind of a real world thing impact the fantasy sport that we love so much, but it did. And yeah, fortunately the match quality did not suffer as a result, but yeah, it definitely didn't feel like Forbidden Door. Me saying that as somebody who went to the first Forbidden Door and actually the third one as well. So in any event, it was
very much just an AEW show with a couple of, with a splash of other people. The Zack Sabre Jr., I don't feel that there was an emotional investment to that because they've used him so many times before. They've dropped his name so many times before, and it doesn't seem that forbidden to me. Also, it's not like Kenny Omega wrestled maybe a Japanese wrestler. There was nothing, it sounds silly to say exotic about it. It seemed like just another match with a visiting guy. Not as much, wow, this is incredible. We've never seen this guy before. This is a meeting of the minds. This is a match that they've probably done many, many times already. So
And there was nothing forbidden about the cage match.
No, absolutely not.
There was nothing forbidden about the... you know, the Ospreay match.
It was an AEW PLE with
pay-per-view.
Yeah, I know. With a splash of NJPW and CMLL.
Yeah. The thing that I'll say as far as the two final matches of the Owen Hart tournament for the men and the women, realistically, I would have been okay if those would have taken place on this show, and then everything else had been Forbidden Door-esque, where you have wrestlers from other promotions going at it. To be honest, I was not looking forward when they announced it to the cage match in terms of exactly what you guys just mentioned. It was AEW versus AEW. There was no kind of, an international flair behind it. But, I do like how they planted the seed that this cage is going to be used at Forbidden Door going forward. So we're going to have, as they called it, Death's Door. They're going to be using that circular cage, which is a cool design. They're going to be using that at future Forbidden Door episodes. So realistically, you could see Team AEW versus Team New Japan going, you know, in,
there you
in,
go.
Future years. So they planted the seed for that, but yeah, it definitely was lacking just a little bit in terms of the representation
at an hour for a match that really is just can fuckery. And
I'll say this too about that Zack Sabre Kenny Omega match: they went second on the show and they went over 25 minutes. Typically how Zack Sabre matches go, the slow, drawn out, methodical types of matches. But you easily could have done 18 minutes on that, 15 minutes on that, cut some time off, either given it elsewhere or hell, here's an idea, finish the show earlier.
I did not know on that particular match what the payoff was for me watching it, because I had no, there was no skin in the game for either one of these guys. There wasn't.
It was implied, which unfortunately doesn't always translate. Kenny Omega, they said that essentially now he's going to be going for the world title. And he even name dropped the name of the next pay-per-view being Redemption. So essentially this was a de facto number one contenders match because Zack Sabre Jr. was positioned as being close to that world championship scene in New Japan. So it was right. Almost like I said, a de facto number one contenders match. I do wish that they would have hammered that home a little bit more. They had these guys square off one time on AEW TV to build for the match.
They had spots. There were a lot of spots in that match, but Kenny Omega looked sickly. I'm not trying to be facetious.
He's fucking done. I mean, come on. Again, what do you expect? The guy is not who he was. He's absolutely not. If you expect anything other than what you're getting, then you're fucking insane. And
when they interview him as of late, when he did the promo with Will Ospreay and then Jon Moxley gets right behind him, every time he's cutting promos now, he's got a 1,000-yard stare and his skin looks grayish. And he looks almost jaundiced.
Yeah.
And even some of the moves that, you know, that I came to like in his later career with AEW, the Snapdragon suplex, I don't recall seeing that as often.
He should not be wrestling. It's
all right. I'm saying that, but I'm not. He's putting people over great, but he's also still, you know, putting himself in a position where he's trying to cheat belts.
Because he fucking is an executive on the fucking company. Do you not understand what these guys do in pro wrestling? It's put me over first and then fuck the other guys.
I was all questioning back in the day when Cody did that to himself. I'm like, wait a minute. I wanted you to have that belt at least once. That was dumb. You know,
yeah, and now that he's got it in WWE, is everyone saying? I wish that motherfucker didn't have the title. He's so fucking bored.
No, but I still would
like to know everybody should be happy.
Yeah. But
they won't be happy.
Enough. Let's go to the source. Uncle Dave, repeat after me. This was the greatest show ever. Ah, thank you, Uncle Dave.
I'm playing dumb. I do not get. First of all, his grammar tonight is amazing, Brother BKL. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he's texting his responses. No, AEW show was good. It wasn't the greatest one ever. It's a B+ show.
I would say that it's higher ranked than a B+, but you know,
let's get to this in a second.
There was some hyperbole being thrown around on the internet about that show for sure.
Let's get to it in a second. When I was planning to, instead of just reading shit. Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you who thought it was. This asshole right here, either the best or the second best pay per view. That's right. That's Brian. Who says this? Hold on.
Yeah.
This is the funniest thing about this whole thing. If you go and watch the clip, Brian says this. Best pay-per-view or second best pay-per-view they've ever done on TV. It was amazing. And the reason he starts saying on TV is because Meltzer was actually in the fucking crowd and going, well, it was a good AEW pay-per-view. I wouldn't say it was the greatest. And so he starts backtracking when Dave says it isn't great. All of a sudden, Brian's just like, uncle. So, it's just, again, you know, this is why this shit is thrown around out there is because you have fucking idiot one and idiot two just. Bah, 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 bah.
Views expressed on the Vegas Bad Boys podcast do not always reflect that of everyone on the podcast.
The front end was
me. The person saying that
was Matt. The front end is like fucking Sami Zayn, DEI fucking wrestler. And then you're like, fucking Meltzer and Dave Mauer, fucking idiots.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny. I would say truthfully that show, no hyperbole, was a top 10 AEW pay-per-view of all time. Yeah. I'd easily say top 10, but you know, to say that it was the best of all time, it's a bit overstating it. The Shota Umino pack match, it first off, that being the worst match on a show means the show was pretty damn good. Cage and Cope versus the Dogs is overshadowed very largely because of the return of the Switchblade, Jay White, which thank God he's back, by the way. It's good to have him back in the ring. You also had a new star. I know you hate her. I know you hate her, Michaels, but Mercedes Moné made Maya World look like $1 million in that match.
Yep.
And in Maya World, I'm not saying that, you know, she didn't do a lot herself, but
and she was trying to hold her.
It definitely takes two. Those two women, they had the longest pay-per-view match in the history of AEW. That was the longest women's match in the history of the promotion, but it was also one of the best in that promotion's history too. They told a lot of great story in that ring and in the events leading up to that match. So they're doing great things with Maya World. And then even after the match, after she loses, you have Athena talking shit. So they're setting the stage for Maya World to be the one to go to ROH, take the title off of Athena, which would would allow you to do basically a trade, and you could send Hayan and Maya World to ROH and finally bring Athena to the main
There needs to be no trade, Steve.
Dude,
have her go on the show. They don't I'm care just saying, about that.
There are people that are earmarked specifically for shows, man.
Yeah.
This was my thing with the show.
Obviously, it's just like, fuck this. I like being on the internet and not having to worry.
No. They
regular TV.
It was a good show. They splashed in the right people at the right time. Yeah. My thing was a very long match with Zack Sabre Jr. Tekla is kicking ass and taking names. Tekla is also doing. Tekla tied in the story with Stardom. I love how the owner oversold. It was the best, but
he
was
took bump like he was getting hit by a chair, and he was getting hit by a mask with Tekla's spit in it.
You get hit by that mask, and you tell me that it doesn't hurt like a chair.
No, but everything was for the matches that did involve other you know companies. They were good. They were good. And Steve did challenge me. I was upset at first that they didn't end on the cage match. And I'm glad they didn't end on the cage match after watching it. It was that Swerve Strickland match with Ospreay did the job it was supposed to do.
Let's
match of the year candidate for sure.
Let's be clear. There was not a cage match on there. I did not see Brian once. Okay. Slammiversary happened on Sunday, new champion and Nick Namath, Santana, obviously is
going to WWE,
finishing out his contract and going into WWE. It looks like Zaya Brookside is the new women's champion, which is great. Yeah. She has come a long way. She's awesome.
But props to Lillian Ling.
The new women's tag champs,
Rosemary
and Evil Allie there. Just great to see Allie back. And look at these young bucks actually being still entertaining and winning titles at their age in the Hardys, winning that ladder match. And then this guy, Nation,
Nation,
comes out. And immediately loses like he does. So that was brilliant. I'm so glad.
Oh, Paulo!
You gotta love the 90-day no compete being rescinded because UHA Nation appeared on TNA less than 90 days after his WWE contract ended. So there are perks to playing nice with the big dogs in the game.
I don't know if he had it though. That's the one thing. Because
did his contract end or was he cut?
See, that's the thing. If he wasn't
cut and his contract just ran out, then absolutely.
Yeah. I think it might have, because what's funny is that they released, you know, quote unquote released him, but he literally was still on LFG that was airing.
Just been let go. So I got a feeling there was something there going on. We also got the word that there's going to be a television championship for the women. And it's good to see Mrs. Kazarian there.
I mean, that's needed. That's needed for that roster.
Absolutely.
They have. Absolutely. So I was actually listening to Observer Live, ironically enough, with Brian Alvarez, but also Lance Storm. And they broke down the TNA women's roster. And they have 17 women on that roster. Obviously one title, of course you have the knockouts tag titles, but,
it's a different,
yeah, game. Again, yeah, totally right. Different division. So this makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And I know people get butthurt about adding titles and that diminishes the quality and the mystique. Shut the fuck up. It's 2026. Just accept that
titles don't mean shit. Again,
belts don't mean shit, right, Matt?
They're just props, and that is great. I mean, that's what we use them for. Hall of Fame, Amazing Red, fucking awesome. Good that he's getting recognition. Conan going into TNA Hall of Fame, and I hope
that's a good one.
Covering well,
props.
Yeah,
LAX, props
to Amazing Red, man, and that dude's still killing it. He is out there doing his damn thing, working the best in young talent at the House of Glory promotion that he owns. Nearly every month that they do a show, he's on the show putting in 20-minute bangers with the best upcoming and established young talent. It's great to see that Amazing Red is still functioning.
We got to see that at the Pearl, and it was great.
Yeah, and you know what? It does make me sad that when he did a seminar here at FSW, there was like a couple people that showed up.
What the hell,
like,
man?
Yeah, it's like, are you fucking kidding me? But, you know, that's a problem that needs to be corrected. If you ever have the opportunity to go to workshops with these guys, you fucking go. Find the $50 somehow and fucking get an advance, someone to loan you the money. And then, of course, sad news, the passing of Joe Doering.
Yeah.
Just really, really ashamed to see brain cancer at 44. Boy.
And his third diagnosis, too. He went through three brain cancer diagnoses. He appeared in TNA after his first diagnosis, and then, unfortunately, things didn't get very much better for him. Absolutely. Thoughts and prayers go out to the family and friends of Joe Doering from the Vegas Bad Boys for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. With that all run down being said, one quick question that was thrown our way. All right. You had Slammiversary. You had Great American Bash. You had the Night of Champions. You had Forbidden Door. I know you two are going to say Forbidden Door. I'll give it to Slammiversary. There you go.
Yep. I'm blacked out now. All right, there we go. Yep. I'm wearing the shirt. Credentials are out. So
this is the shirt that I chose to wear today.
Oh, nice. Shout out, Rob. And obviously you can get your own Rebel Heart t-shirt. They are available at shopaew.com. The t-shirts, how much are they, Rob?
$30.
There you go. Rest and
then all the proceeds go to support and research for ALS.
Absolutely. They better.
Whatever
comes out, and not all that money is going there. Holy shit.
They're going to two separate charities and treatment organizations or whatever the classification is.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Steve. All right, give us some over and then some under.
Ooh, all right. So this week on AEW Dynamite, we have the Mark Briscoe MJF match because, after winning at Forbidden Door, friggin' Mark Briscoe, he chooses to call his shot and he pins Jake Doyle with the J-Driller and, chooses this Wednesday to be his championship match against MJF. But also on this show is going to be the Survival of the Fittest match for the TBS Championship. And we've got a lot of great talent representing in there, but it's not necessarily an over-under, but I'll say that the smart money for this match is going to be on Harley Cameron to get that TBS championship. I think that they have a lot of runway with what they can do with Harley. She did a lot of media leading up to Forbidden Door, and I think that she will do good things for the company. Continue to put her, you know, in championship pictures, and I think that she's only going to get better. So, yeah, smart money this week is on Harley Cameron.
Okay. Do we have some presidential pontifications?
Oh, I think we're trying to get...
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
Hold on. Why did they fuck this up? What is going on here? Hold on a second. What's going on here?
You can't say fuck, sir.
Fuck you! Fucking wants terrorists to become the champion. You know, why am I not surprised that the liberal wants terrorist number 9 to become the new WWE World Heavyweight Universal Champion of God? Of the kingdom of Christianity. Think about that. This is a Christian-oriented program. Okay? TKO. Tits, ass, knockouts. Wait, does tits and total...
Didn't you just work for them, sir? Didn't you have them on your front lawn?
And now we're giving our precious, precious belt a very, very precious commodity to terrorists. We're supporting terror like never before seen. This is horrible what they're doing right now. It should never have happened. And if I were the president, this would never have been allowed.
But you are the president.
Excuse me. Okay, I don't have to be here. I'm doing you a favor right now. I'm doing you a favor, okay? You don't even give me time to put up the Honorable Donald Trump. It says Rob Bocciolari on there. Don't know who the fuck that is. Okay? No time to prepare. This is what you get with these liberals, okay? Hey, you know what? He's so happy with you know, I'm sure that you and Mr. Mamdani will be very happy with the champion Sammy Hussein Callahan Zayn.
Amazing Red's partner, by the way, in owning the company.
Yeah.
Sammy Hussein Callahan Zayn of the tribe. They're part of a tribe. They're part of the caliphate. He's part of the caliphate. And we worked, in fact, I wiped out a lot of his caliphates. They're very bad. These are bad hombres. And he's part of that terrorist cell. And now he is holding the WWE Universal Christian Championship hostage. This is a, who is Brother Black? Brother Black Sportainment Show. Hold on. Let me read it in a way that he's more familiar with. You know, welcome to Room 9. But you are the goddamn president. And don't forget, this is not holiness. In fact, he said $30 for a ride on a Rebel Heart ain't cheap. And that when you get to ride Rebel for $30, the money is going to support charity. And right now, that's what we've got with Mr. Zayn. We've got a charity case. See what I did there? See how good I am? It's a charity, okay? They gave the belt. It's a charity. All of the proceeds go to the Make Sure That Sami Zayn's Kids Don't Starve in the Streets Foundation. Okay. Right. Remember when he was doing that? When he was over in Montreal, little Montreal. They don't even give him title shots in America because nobody wants to see it. Think about it. He wrestled for the belt in Montreal. Nobody cared. He wrestled for the belt in the Middle East. Okay, not even the Far East, because that's where the Japanese wrestlers are. That's like the B team. He didn't even get to wrestle where the Japanese people are. He got to wrestle where the C team players are, the C team. Okay, that's what they did. And we're going to be looking into it. And as a founding board member of Total Knockout Entertainment, we are going to make sure that this never happens again. It's going to never happen again. And this starts by getting rid of mail-in ballots. Once we get rid of the mail-in ballots, we will make sure that Sami Zayn Callahan is never allowed to be a... See, that's how they gave him the belt. They mailed it into him. It was a mail-in... Excuse me, Cena too, okay? Mr. He's not even good enough to be Captain America. They had to make up a superhero for him to be. They said, wow, did somebody take Captain America? Okay, we'll call him Peacemaker, okay? Because he only got a piece of the contract. I would have got 5% on every episode. He didn't even get 5% on the back end. He's a terrible negotiator. Very awful. Now he's doing Chime commercials because he can't even afford a real bank. It's so sad. It's so very
all right. Time for social media dump. And let's start with a dump stir fire in Val Venus.
Hey,
Val's opinion on Sami Zayn pinning Cody Rhodes become the new undisputed champion. Both of these losers would carry my bags and polish my boots. The It Factor guys like Hogan, The Rock, Austin, Undertaker, and Triple H raised the bar of eligibility to unheard of heights. It's super cool that boss man Triple H lowered the bar to dumpster on fire levels so the less fortunate could get a shot while the corporation looks to discover their next It Factor guy like Hogan, Brock, or Austin. But Val, you know, couldn't keep his mouth shut. Fact, this pride crap will cost WWE a lot in revenue if they decide to start catering to that crowd. Pride fatigue is very real. Rational folks are tired of this propaganda. The Evolve champion is an openly gay champion, and it was very entertaining, by the way. So, Val, he seems to have your opinion, Rob.
Well, you know... I don't, you know, if they wanted Sonny Kiss to be the champion and Sonny Kiss is going to draw a crowd, and except in this case, it's a white guy with who didn't work out much, it looks like. I don't know what's going on there. Maybe he did work out. I'm not sure what I'm looking at there. He looks like one of the War Raiders, but it looks like he got raided a few times.
GLP-1.
Yeah, he looks like the War Raiders on GLP-1, except his butt's been raided a few times. No, you know what? Fuck it. I don't give a shit if that guy is going to draw asses to seats, if he's putting in the work, fine. And if the way in which that they gave him the belt matched up with storylines and everything was going in the right direction, fuck it. I'm happy. Do it. Right.
I wasn't necessarily saying that your opinion was about his pride comment, but I'm glad you went there.
No, but I don't mind. Look. I have no problem with that, any of that whatsoever. Go for it. Fuck it. Yeah. Now, as far as the rest of it's concerned, Val Venus is no Maven Huffman. He's not going to get 15 minutes of fame off this shit. So I don't know.
Dave Bautista had a post though. If you're trans people, brother, you more, if trans people, brother, bother you more than Nazis, reevaluate, says Dave Bautista, wearing his pride gear. And that should Wait. Be the point of this
question. Are this the quote here from Dave, is he speaking about National Socialists, or is he speaking about people that say things they don't like to hear? Because the term Nazi has taken on kind of a vastly different meaning in the last, I don't know, 10 years or so.
I think it's pretty clear, right, Rob? I would assume you read this the same.
Yeah.
If a trans person bothers you more than a Nazi.
Yeah, exactly. Literal Nazi. Then literal Nazis. Okay. Then the National Socialists. Perfect. Yeah. I agree with that.
That's how I read it. I mean, you know, opinions and stuff can vary. That's fine.
Absolutely.
When you say the word Nazi, you are talking about someone who is a natural part of the National Socialist Party. So
I am very happy to hear you say that.
Yeah.
Because I completely agree with you.
Yeah. And then this happened.
Yes.
Oh, you know, wow. These,
okay, that match was fucking awesome. By the way, if you have 20 minutes of your life that you want to spare and go watch the GCW show from Saturday night in Los Angeles, it was Blackheart versus Blackheart, Leo Rush and Shotzi, and it was fucking awesome. Highly recommended.
This is what wrestling should be. Suspend belief. I just want to be entertained sometimes. And, you know, on both ends, this is why sometimes I get angry when certain people get belts or this, that, and the other. It's all the work, and this is a good work. I'm entertained all the way around.
Well, speaking of entertaining, a Canadian professional wrestling company just set the world record for the longest recorded Royal Rumble style match in history. The Infinite Rumble featured 243 people entering the ring one at a time, not just plain old wrestlers either. Horror icons like Scream Coat, Freddy Krueger, Five Nights at Freddy, Fosbear. Other entrants included Teletubbies, Santa Claus, three different minions, Marvel's
Miles Morales.
Morales, yep. Deadpool, Slipknot.
Which just looks like Suicide, by the way.
A gorilla, the Grinch, several of the Power Rangers, and Batman. It lasted nearly 22 hours. So from that 22-minute match between Shotzi and Leo, if you have 22 hours to blow, go look up this match.
Imagine this one. Imagine, like, you know, it's going to look like a Jerry Lewis telethon back in the 80s. All right, now we have Batman wrestling the fucking Grinch. I don't know what the fuck's going on. The money is going to support Sami Zayn's family.
Yeah.
I was going to say really quick on that, and of all things, the winner of that match was the referee, by the way. No, legitimately, that's who won the match, was the cool referee. That was the dude's gimmick.
If you ref for 22 hours, you should win the fucking match. I'm sorry.
Evil Uno called nearly the whole fucking match, too, by the way. That happened in Mystery Wrestling, which is Evil Uno's promotion out of Canada. He was on commentary for almost all of the 22 hours. He was wild.
Well,
I need to hire him in Congress to filibuster.
At least he's doing something.
Yes, agreed. Definitely agreed.
What's going on here?
Mercedes Moné making up shit on the internet.
Stir that pot. Stir the pot.
Here's the thing, though. Realistically, does it really fucking matter? Like, Bailey.
WWE's already replaced her.
Yeah, well, and I'm saying, and we've already seen these two. Like, it's not, again, there are certain things that don't help elevate anything other than this is two people who just want to wrestle each other because they're friends.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cope and Christian ring a bell for anyone? I mean, you're going to see them with the women's tag team championships, apparently. Mm-hmm. Is that, you know, so it's like, you know, just throw that shit out there. Tony Khan is thinking about hosting WrestleMania's style event at the Jags stadium because WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia. Good. Great. Have fun.
They own the building.
Yeah. Draw fucking, you know, whatever.
I think if it's positioned properly, then you actually could see, you know, a sizable crowd. The mere fact that there is no major show on U.S. soil in 2027 is still it's still a mind fuck to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
this is a little snide.
No WrestleMania.
TNA has value at 40,000 or not at 40 million.
Yeah, so Tony Khan wouldn't buy it at 40 million. Mm-hmm. He does think that the catalog is worth something, which is hysterical because where are you putting it, Tony? You're not making money off of the catalog.
Yeah, well, exactly. They could throw it on my AEW. Technically, they could throw it on my AEW. But yeah, I mean, realistically, yeah, you're also talking about Tony Khan, who paid, I think it was a little over $1.5 million for Ring of Honor. So right. Yeah, it's I understand both sides to the argument. But yeah, realistically, you know, 40 million and he's a billionaire. So he definitely has the money. So from the way that he said it in the presser too, it did seem like as if he was throwing a little bit of shade without trying to look like he was throwing a little bit of shade.
Oh, he was throwing shade. And the fact of the matter is what are you going to do? Put it on a fucking streaming network? A la ROH? Come on, shut the fuck up, Tony.
Well, I mean, keep in mind, TNA just got their TV deal. But before that, they were on streaming, so.
Well, no, they had their TV deal, dude. They were on fucking Access.
Yep,
that's right. They were on a network that actually owned them too. So,
and before that, they were on the Pursuit Network.
What's up, Scoop?
And then, of course, we had Bubba Ray saying that he could beat the shit out of John Moxley, and then Barnett saying that Moxley could handle himself, but of course, Barnett could beat the shit out of Bubba. But Luke Hawks came back with the best. I don't do too much wrestling gossip, but I would like to tell whoever needs to know that Bully Ray would absolutely beat the dog shit out of John Moxley, and Josh Barnett would beat the dog shit out of Bully. Awesome. Thank you. That's perfect. As of this morning, Jack Perry still has not re-signed with AEW, according to Brian Alvarez. And then the Forest Kid just debuted in NXT. So we'll see what happens with the Forest Kid.
Of course.
Throwback. Oh, the fans loved Piper, didn't they? That is fucking awesome. Speaking of throwbacks, Macho and Liz signing some post-SummerSlam copies of the VHS at the Coliseum.
Hey, look at this. Tony Khan.
Can you tell by the cocaine that's on the table?
Oh, jeez.
And I don't know why everyone is hating on Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for getting married at Madison Square Garden. Macho Man Randy Savage married Miss Elizabeth at MSG during the WWF SummerSlam in 91.
Perfect.
Good point. Of course, this marks the anniversary of the greatest King of the Ring win. Mabel won the 1995 King of the Ring tournament on this day.
But it would be
the year after that this guy won it 30 years ago. Does anyone remember what they were doing 30 years ago?
Watching that?
Yeah, watching that show.
All right. Well, at least you guys knew what you were doing 30
Austin
years ago.
Austin 366 says, I just whooped your ass.
Being a fucking mark. There you go. Not a lot's changed.
I watched the program. I enjoyed it. And then at the end of the night, Jim Ross was screaming loudly. And then I pissed myself.
I don't because think Jim Ross was amazing. On that, one. That was still Vince. That was 96. That would have still been Vince. Ross wasn't there yet or wasn't doing the pay-per-views yet. So, hey, Rob, did you see that this guy joined our fraternity?
Yep.
Yeah, that's John.
He finally took the step.
Well, he hasn't taken the step. This is step number two. He's getting a second treatment. He's getting the hair plug treatment.
Yeah.
So
I thought he already got that done.
This is a new technology thing, something new that's supposed to eliminate that bald spot in the back, essentially. So
yeah. It immediately, as soon as I put John Cena, it says, is John Cena bald?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. There you go.
Oh yeah, I got that treatment done.
Congratulations to Darby Allin and his new lovely bride, Bam Margera. Wonderful to see you two get married. Love it.
Ironically enough, and this is no bullshit, Darby had his mom body slam him onto thumbtacks in his wedding reception. Seriously, there are videos on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. Good for him. Good for him. I'm so happy.
I love this.
So Ghoul, two zombies, and a piece of bacon walk into a bar.
Of course, the old
joke there. This comes from quote unquote the Bob Holly. They wouldn't give me the belt, but Squid Body Bum Dick Sami Zayn can get it. WWE has officially hit an all-time record low. If Sami's name was in the WWE during my time, he'd be helping to tear the ring down at the end of each show and or driving the boys to the next town and unpacking their luggage until I felt that he had paid his dues. I would personally enforce this, and I know Vince McMahon would approve. WWE is going to stretch the sappy, sad sack Sami Zayn angle out another year, culminating with him winning the belt at next year's WrestleMania. This really pisses me off. It's not really Bob Holly, Rob.
No.
Yeah. Bob Holly wouldn't have been that mad about that. But here are the many faces of Sami Zayn. An Arabian, a Muslim, a Canadian, a Syrian, a Samoan, a Black, a Ginger, a WWE champion.
A Black?
That's what it says, dude. I'm just reading the damn thing.
Jesus Christ. He's a Black. What the fuck? What the fuck does that even mean?
That's what it says.
Black. You said he's a Black.
I said he's an Arabian, a Muslim, a Canadian, a Syrian, a Samoan, a Black, a Ginger, a WWE champion. What is the difference?
He's one of them. He's a Black. The way, Jesus Christ.
Someone clip that.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm wrong, and you're the one clipping Blacks now. Oh, that's Ouch. Good, Steve.
Oh, really? Jesus Christ.
Good God.
Next.
Yeah.
I heard you.
Oh, what do you mean, you people? Come on. You're better than that.
Rebel Heart. Remember that uplifting and.
So Sami Zayn sent a message out to his friend Cody Rhodes, wishing him a happy birthday today. Oh my god.
I do love the fact that Sami is having the time of his life since he won that championship. Good for him. He genuinely deserves it. Genuinely.
Yeah.
DEI.
I think it's great. That's wonderful. And well, let's go back to this one. So Sami's an Arabian.
Oh God.
Hey, did you guys see Melania lost her title and she was upset?
Wow.
Come on. Does she not look like
Melania? Let the Photoshops begin. The AI swaps, if you will.
No, that's not. That's legitimately, that was her. That's Lola Vice's picture right after the match. Yes. I thought it was hysterical. I'm like, holy shit, she looks like Melania.
That's wild. Yeah, I don't know. Hold on. Wait a minute. How old is Lola Vice? I think we might like this. I get a trade in. I love it. It's like an upgrade.
All right. Woo! A twins game. We had Dusty Rhodes and Ric Flair at the it was a Phillies Mets game, I guess. So
That's awesome.
There we go.
It was entertaining thing that happened on that game.
Well, we know that the Phillies just won. Pretty easy. Rob, were you at Cole at Paddle Hard Brewing in Grand, Michigan?
Aaron Rift of No DQ. Holy shit. Wow. Now I can't unsee it.
Right? Come on, Rob. Give us the face. You got to match it.
Next! You're causing a rift.
I am fucking cool. Look at that. Japanese MAGA right there. That's right. Fucking amazing. And
representing the bad boys. I like it.
How come your shirt has the new picture, but you don't?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Just right-click and paste, you know.
Got to keep it current. And finally, of course, because Steve, we do worry about Steve when he watches AEW pay-per-views, especially when they're so long. Rob and I have to be on call to help him after the show to make sure
he can function. First of all, that ain't you. That's me. But that, who the fuck is that? What the fuck? Who is that guy? Steve barely looks like
Rock. Honestly, it looks somewhat like a bald rhino.
No, wait a minute. Hold on.
Or, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Oh, no, hold on. Josh Alexander, maybe?
I don't know. It's my head on some referee's body.
Yeah, that's but awesome. Yeah, but no, once you did that, they edited it in a little weird. It
doesn't... That's fucking funny.
And then,
I mean, yeah, it is what it is.
Y'all carrying me out.
And right. Why do I have, like, they gave me red paint on my nails, and I look well, too happy.
Rob, you've been in the gym, though.
It's a female.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I figured.
Yeah.
That's why.
Fucking. Oh, is that Aubrey? She ripped like that? Oh, wow. God damn. Yeah. Impressive.
But never know. But for some reason, the AI changed the A. Well, you can't see it. The AEW, you can see the A is kind of where the armpit is.
Yeah.
But the E is very faint because it's red. So yeah. So
I know who you look like. You look like Doc Gallows.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you look like Gallows.
I don't know. At least I'm not the guy with the cream all over my face.
Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah,
I don't know what was going on there.
I don't know. Hey, man, I got a bit worked up. What can I say?
Well, it was a long show. I mean. When you sit know that long.
I watched the show at Steve's house, so he waited until I left to do that.
Absolutely.
I thought I heard something weird. I thought it was fireworks. It was Steve.
But hey, show's over. All right, Rob, nice having you. I gotta get out the door. All right, come on, let's go. All right, come on.
Ah, oh, say, can you see?
Fireworks. Hashtag spray.
Oh,
it was a flourish at the end.
Oh, it's like a night at Uncle Dave's, boys. Oh, all right,
they Rob. Held back, dude.
They held back on
dude
a lot of what they could do,
dude.
Rob, where are you?
4th of July. I will be performing at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club. Get there at 11 o'clock. I weaseled my way in there.
Hell yeah, dude.
And I'm going to come in with a red beard and red scraggly hair. Dun, 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 dun. I want to give a special thanks to Phil Kotler for his late night show over at Jimmy Kimmel's. So get there at 11 o'clock. And go grab your tickets or go on jimmykimmels.com. I will try to maybe scrap together a flyer so you can see your president, because the president will be in full effect that day, provided they don't throw stuff at me because, you know.
Reasons.
Yes. should anyone accuse the president of being a Nazi on stage.
Exactly.
Now, do you mean that's Nazi never happened. Being a Nazi, a National Socialist Nazi, or?
The ones with the cool uniforms, they had the great uniforms, and they had the so many S's. They called them super sport. They were the super sport people.
Wow. All right. Steve?
Rob, you did an expert job of promoting your cameo throughout that. Nice job. But anyway.
Oh, yes. Cameo.com/
You're the worst person in the world at self-promotion. How is this possible?
I know, and I impersonate the guy who's the best in the world.
Exactly.
cameo.com/BOCE comedy.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, hey, I want to say thank you to everybody for hanging out with us tonight. Thank you for liking, sharing, subscribing, doing all the stuff that you guys do. We appreciate each and every one of you. Also, a very special thank you to all the brave men and women serving this country, whether you're doing it on lands foreign or domestic. Thank you for doing what you do so that we can do what we love to do. And last but not least, repsports.com, REPPsports.com. Go there for all your pre-workout, weight loss, and general energy needs. Repsports.com. Use promo code Vegas at checkout. Save yourself 10%.
Did any of you have a great time tonight?
Yeah. With that, everybody, thank you for hanging out. We will we'll do it all again next week. Till then, happy wrestling.
Rolling up the strip under neon lights. Podcast mic is glowing in the desert night. Matt and Michael's leading with the swagger tight. Sin City Steve right by his side. Alright. Rob Bucciarelli dropping truths, no fear. Broadcasting stories, make it loud and clear. From the Fremont edges to the Bellagio sphere. These bad boys rule, let me make that clear. Vegas bad boys tearing up the scene.
To Matt Michaels and the Vegas Boys of Podcasting, this is John Cena saying thank you so much.